Wednesday, September 18th, 2019. For KDDR News, I'm Ace Sauerwein. The North Dakota Department of Health says the state has one confirmed case of severe vaping-related lung illness and six probable cases under investigation. Health officials say the state is working with the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention as the agency continues to investigate the vaping illness cases. The CDC says 36 states and one territory have reported more than 380 potential cases of severe respiratory illness associated with vaping products. An attorney for a South Dakota man says DNA evidence found on a cigarette butt doesn't prove his client participated in a riot during the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline protest. Attorney Bruce Nestor on Monday filed a motion in state court seeking dismissal of the charges against Lawrence Malcolm Jr. Nestor says it's impossible to determine where the butt originated or how long it might have been there. A grandmother has been sentenced to 9.5 years in prison for being an accessory to the beating death of her 2-year-old grandson in Porcupine, South Dakota. The federal judge gave 51-year-old Sonia Dubray a sentence longer than guidelines recommend Tuesday afternoon in Rapid City. A grand opening for an amphitheater in Pioneer Park in Valley City will be this Sunday at 4 o'clock. It has been 8 years since the Bridges Arts Council embarked on a journey of restoring the amphitheater. From the Fargo Forum, the Harding County Sheriff's Office in South Dakota issued a silver alert for an 87-year-old missing woman. The woman's name is Clara Braun, and she was last seen Monday morning traveling northbound on Highway 73 in South Dakota. Braun is white, 5'1", and weighs 120 with blue eyes. The silver alert sent out said she was driving a 2012 Chrysler 300 with South Dakota plates. Authorities are asking anyone who sees her to call 605-375-3414. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.